Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Callaway Cook of Illuminate Labs. Callaway, it's awesome to have you on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Callaway so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Callaway is the founder and president of Illuminate Labs, a dietary supplements e-commerce business located in Northampton, Massachusetts. Callaway, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. What led you to get started with the business?
Yeah. So the story behind Illuminate Labs is kind of a background that I'm sure you've heard before, but basically I recognized a problem that like I, as a consumer, was facing, you know, did some market research and determined there was no one else solving this problem. So basically, I'd begun taking dietary supplements about 2 years ago, to treat high blood pressure. I'm generally a healthy guy, but just a genetic thing. And, you know, I was like, okay, I'm getting into my late 20s and I want to take this seriously. But before, you know, taking pharmaceutical medications, I'd prefer to try something natural. I'd prefer to try something without side effects. And then, you know, if I can't treat it, I can move on to pharmaceuticals. So, you know, I started doing research. I was combing through PubMed, which is a free government resource for published medical studies. I don't have a background in this, but, you know, I probably spent like literally 10,000 hours just reading published medical research on herbal compounds that would treat high blood pressure. And so I built this supplement stack, which I still take to this day. You know, everything from olive leaf extract, I take black seed oil, CoQ10, just a bunch of different compounds that are proven to have no side effects, actually benefit general health and also lower blood pressure. So I got the desired effect, which was good. I did reduce my blood pressure, but kind of in the process of researching and taking these supplements is when I learned that, you know, the U.S. supplement market is totally unregulated. And so I didn't really know what I was taking. I knew that I was getting the desired effect, right? But I didn't know necessarily that all of the supplements I was taking were accurately labeled. I didn't know if some of them had heavy metals. You know, you can still get the desired effect. You can get a cholesterol reduction, blood pressure reduction, but also be increasing your heavy metal intake, which isn't something that, you know, you'd want to do. And so, you know, I was getting a bit concerned and I was reading a bunch of these third-party articles, you know, about different supplement companies have to take their product off the shelves. A lot of third-party testing showing that, you know, basically a lot of these supplement companies just weren't accurately advertising their products. And so I began to reach out to the supplement companies themselves. I would say, hey, can you send me some of the testing? Because at this point I was kind of medically literate enough to interpret it. And literally not a single company would send me their testing, which is pretty crazy. Oh, wow. And I was like, you know, this is crazy. And I found these couple other sites, Consumer Lab, Labdoor. They would give kind of ratings for supplements, but I still wasn't able to see the data. And so I decided to launch Illuminate Labs as the solution to that problem. And, you know, we can speak later about kind of how we solved that problem. But that was the backstory behind the brand.
Well, nice. No, I definitely appreciate you for sharing that. And a lot of times I'll say like you are your best doctor. And a lot of times, you know, you can go to doctors and I'm pretty much the same way where I try to take something natural if at all possible and try to do my research and due diligence, try to test it out on myself. I don't know if I'm supposed to do that, but that's what I do. And then you try to figure out exactly what will work. But I love that you've been able to do that for yourself, but then you've been able to kind of take it a step further and be able to help, you know, so many other people with Illuminate Labs. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about that. I know you talked about the problem that you're solving, how exactly you do that. Could you drill down a little bit deeper? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yep. So all you really need to do to solve this problem, right, is a transparency problem, right? Where some companies are probably actually doing accurate testing, like internally, and not publishing it. But the problem is that since that no companies essentially publish the tests of their products, then as a consumer, I don't know which ones are safe. It's just marketing. So all what we do is essentially we test every batch of finished product and we send it to a third-party laboratory, right? Because even if we internally test it, there's kind of an economic bias. If you're a consumer, I don't really know how much I personally trust like a manufacturing company's own tests. Even that would be a step above what you get now, which is just nothing. But the way to totally eliminate any sort of economic bias is to send it out to a third party company to do the testing, because they have no reason to misreport the results one way or the other. So we partnered with a nonprofit organization called the U.S. Botanical Safety Laboratory. They're a division of UNC, and they test all of our products. It's more expensive to, you know, do it this way, but that's kind of our USP. And then we publish that testing right on the product pages of the website itself. So no one else is doing that. And, you know, it just solves a very big problem.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge problem. And I'm super surprised that is not something that's prevalent amongst the entire kind of industry, where in this day and age, where transparency and sometimes people can be able to find so much information that people aren't kind of taking it a step further to be able to just go ahead and publish that information, just because to me, it helps you to connect more with the brand, the company, everything that they're doing. So I appreciate you for being a trailblazer in that, right?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I know you touched on what I would call your secret sauce. Did you have anything else that you would add that you feel kind of either sets either you apart personally or your business as well?
Yeah, so we published the medical research on the product pages that went into the formulation, right? So we don't want to sell anything that's not actually proven to work. It doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone, of course. Everyone has individual genetics, but we don't sell products that aren't proven on average to work, right? So for example, ashwagandha extract, in the potency that we sell it, is proven to reduce anxiety. It doesn't mean it's going to reduce anxiety for everyone, but it's something that for me, if I had anxiety, I would prefer to try that before, you know, an SSRI, which can have pretty crazy side effects. And so, you know, that's another thing you can go on. We have 10 plus research studies on every single product, combining both like the efficacy and the safety, because we're, even if it's effective, we're not going to sell something like kava that has a bit of an addictive potential. So the most important thing really is making sure the compound's safe first, and then making sure it's effective on average.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, for the people that can go and look, and they are, it sounds like a lot more empowered because they get that information, they get that knowledge, then they get to decide to whether to make that a decision or not to make that decision, where, you know, on the contrary, what we were talking about before, if you don't even have the information, you pretty much are kind of left out, I guess, in the dark, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you go on Amazon and you look for Ceylon cinnamon extract, which is a product that we sell, you could just, you know, compare the different marketing materials, or with our company, you can go on, actually see the research, see the test results. So it's definitely two kind of strong value propositions that we offer for sure.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. So appreciate that. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
That's a good question. Let me think. I'll probably go with, and I know this isn't like the kind of most high tech or sexy answer, but I really think that totally turning off all phone notifications makes me so much more effective. It's something that I didn't used to do, actually. So I don't, you know, I'm not trying to text people when I'm working. I really just want to be focused like 100% on what I'm doing. And, you know, in the past, kind of when I started the company, I was still always online. I'd be texting people. I'd be, you know, making plans, whatever, checking events, all that stuff. And it's, you know, it's just very easy to be distracted. All these apps are built to be addictive, right? Yeah. So for me, just kind of checking my phone at set intervals. I leave my my ring on, because obviously if it's a business call, I need to take it, but my friends don't really call me. You know, I text people. And so that's something that has made a really noticeable impact on my productivity.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And I think there's a statistic or something that it takes you like 15 to 20 minutes when you leave one task and go to something else to kind of get back to where you were. So yeah. It's so important, and not being kind of caught by those notifications that, as you said, the whole psychology of them, they understand exactly how to distract you enough to continue to use their product. So to be able to just kind of unplug and get away from those things to be able to kind of drill down and do the work that needs to be done.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that that's something that, you know, isn't only good for business owners. I think that if you're an employee too, you know, I've definitely seen firsthand that people can be very distracted on the job by, you know, their Instagram and stuff like that. So yes. Probably good for anyone working.
Yeah, absolutely. Instagram and Facebook, they have the science figured out for sure on how to distract you. So, you know, the best way to do is just sometimes how to pull away and to cut off those notifications. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
That's a good question. Other than to sell all my cryptocurrency at the end of 2017. That's a good question, because honestly, I'm pretty content with how things have gone, but that doesn't mean obviously that everything could have gone well. I think one thing for this business that I would have done is I would have probably tried to raise a larger funding round at the start. So I raised, you know, a pretty small funding round, and it was enough for, you know, to get the business off the ground. But you know, at that outset period, it's you know, it's very time intensive to raise fundings, right? So to raise one round of funding and then plan to be like, okay, well, soon after we launch, we can raise another round. You know, if I just raised a larger round at this outset when there wasn't any overhead, then right now, you know, now we're trying to raise funding. Obviously, it's a pretty crazy time to raise money. That's a separate issue. But, you know, it takes a lot of time, and it's time that I could be spending on the business. And obviously, again, like at the outset, there's no overhead. Now there is overhead. We have warehousing. We have fulfillment. But, you know, I mean, that's easier said than done. At the time, I was happy to raise any funding at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't include a salary for me, but, you know, just being able to kind of get the business off the ground was important. So, you know, that's kind of the only thing that immediately comes to mind. But even that, you know, again, easier said than done.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you for sharing that. And I always feel like you're in a good place if you have to struggle with the answer to that question, for sure. But I know that one of the things that I always heard, and you never really, I didn't fully believe it, is that you always need like twice as much money, twice as much time as think you have. So usually in the beginning, it's always like, if you go back, I would have did, you know, try to get more or this, that, and that. And that's why it's good. I think too that the other thing I heard as well is to make sure that you get like those resources before you actually need them, because when you need them, it's going to be even harder to get them. So you want to kind of be ahead of the game. But it's great that, you know, you have that foresight and you are automatically kind of doing that as well now too.
Yep.
Awesome. So now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Callaway, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think it just means really just having, to me, it just means having your own business and stream of revenue. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a corporation. You know, you don't even have to be incorporated as LLC or anything. I think that if you're, you know, a social media influencer and you make your own money and you don't have a boss to answer to, you're a CEO. I think if you day trade stocks, you know, you're a CEO. I know that the connotation of like CEO, everyone loves it, you know, to be called a CEO, but I would also say, like, you know, don't just focus more on making a steady stream of income and don't care too much about, you know, being a CEO. I know that the channel is called I Am CEO, and that, you know, makes sense. You want to interview people who are doing interesting things, but just speaking to the actual business owners, you know, I think there may be an overemphasis on it.
That it makes so much sense. Now, I appreciate you for talking about that. And that's kind of like the goal of the show, is really to try to interview people that are doing interesting things, seeing all those people that you talked about, day trading or social media influencers, getting a holistic look at entrepreneurship and business and not getting as caught up in the title and exactly what it is that you're doing, but making sure you're kind of fulfilling your goal and you're hitting those crushing those obstacles that you might have.
Yeah, and it's hard, man. I mean, it's hard to go from an idea to you know, to having a steady stream of income, for sure. So
yeah, exactly. It makes so much sense. So Callaway, truly appreciate that definition and that perspective, and I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know, and then of course how best they can get hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
Yeah, so Illuminate Labs, our website is illuminatelabs.io. We're actually hoping to acquire the .com soon, but that's a crazy process. So maybe when this is live, we'll be at .com. You know, you can find us on social media, Instagram and Twitter are both Illuminate Labs. That's I-L-L-U-M-I-N-A-T-E Labs. Facebook is Illuminate Labs Supplements. And apart from that, if you are interested in investing in a company with a very strong value proposition, definitely can reach out to me directly. You can contact me through the website. And apart from that, I can't really think of much, man. I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. I appreciate you for taking some time out and all the awesome things that you're doing as well, too. We'll have the links and information in the show notes as well, too, so that anybody can follow up with you and make it even easier. But they definitely appreciate you, Callaway, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
You as well, man. I'm definitely going to keep up with IMCO. I love, you know, just kind of hearing people's stories who are kind of doing things, especially in different spaces than me. So, yeah, man, thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.